I'm ready. Are you ready, Mark?
I'm ready. What about you guys up there?
This is a wedding podcast by Tree Studio,
where you can find your new weekly wedding insights.
Unsure about which venue is best for you?
Or are you choosing the right photographer?
Turn your dial up.
You're now listening to
Tree Studio Wedding Podcast.
Hi guys, this is Seth from Tree Studio. Today, we're going to have a podcast with one of the largest wedding expo organizers in Melbourne. Catherine is the marketing specialist of United Media Group. We will have a discussion over the phone to work out some insights and tips for the brides who like to attend wedding expos in Melbourne.
Catherine from Melbourne Wedding and Bride. How are you going?
Hey, Catherine. This is Seth from Tree Studio. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for the pizza and the beer at your office this Wednesday night. It's really great.
You're very welcome. Yeah. Thanks for coming.
Thank you. It's really great to catch up with so many guys in the wedding industry. You guys have been one of the best wedding expo organizers in Melbourne for years. Could you introduce a little bit about the coming wedding expo on the first weekend of October? I believe it is at Melbourne Convention and Exhibition Centre, right?
Yeah, that's right. So we've got our Melbourne Wedding and Bride Bridal Expo coming up from October 4 to 6. It's an event that runs over the whole weekend, which is quite a unique way to run a wedding expo. And we have a whole heap of great features. So we have our flower crown workshop, we have photo booths, we have even a couple getting married at the expo, which is one of the most exciting things. And I don't think it's ever been done before. So it's looking like it's going to be a great weekend.
Yes. How do the brides going to register for the ticket, or is it the free tickets available? Or
yeah, so we've got free tickets for brides using the promo code Wedding and Bride. Otherwise, if they're talking to exhibitors who are booked into the expo, the exhibitors can also give a promo code to get brides in for free.
Yeah, I think we've already got ours, like a ticket, you know, for the brides.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it sounds really fascinating. Compared to the other wedding expos, what makes you guys stand out? Or what is the special magic you guys have for the brides?
I think what makes our expo stand out, like I said, is we run it over a whole weekend. You can bring your girlfriends. You can talk to a whole bunch of great vendors. We're one of the biggest wedding expos in Australia. And I think that allows for a really wide range of people to get involved, which means that you can just spend the whole expo planning your entire wedding. And I think that makes it really special.
Yes. What's your suggestion for the brides to make most of the attending this wedding expo?
I think my advice for brides would be to go in knowing what you want for your wedding, knowing what you're there for, and then really keeping an eye out for which vendors you think would be suitable for your wedding, and making a list of the people that you think really stand out to you. On the other side of that, you could always come in with absolutely no idea, and then allow yourself to be open to new ideas and to new people, and then that will help you to plan your wedding moving forward, and you'll have a whole heap of new ideas and great people that you can use to help you out with your wedding.
Yes. It's a place, you know, always got fresh inspirations and new ideas, you know. So I have attended your guys' wedding expo last year. So we had the exhibitor as well. So I really got some, you know, new ideas to shoot the photos. From your perspective, what is the top three questions, in your opinion, for the brides to ask the vendors?
I think one of the first questions to ask is if you know what your wedding date is, just to check and see if they're available on your wedding date. Mm-hmm. If you have a venue in mind already, that they're available to travel to where you need to go. And also budget is a big one as well. You don't want to get too excited about something that might be outside of your budget.
Yes.
Looking into those three, I think, really practical things when you're asking the vendors. as well as getting to know them and making sure that they're right for you and they click with your personality.
Yeah, that's true. I'm sure your answer is going to be quite helpful for the bride. So, Catherine, you haven't got married, right?
No, I'm not married.
Yeah. Could you give the number one tip for the brides from wedding industry insider and married females angle?
Yeah, so I think one of the big benefits about running a wedding expo is you get to hear from all of the vendors in the wedding industry. And I think one of the top tips going around at the moment is to plan ahead, to make sure you leave plenty of time for planning your wedding, because it does take a lot longer than what you seem to think. And I think the other big one is that as a couple, you've got to do things for your wedding that suit you. It's your big day, and while it's a great day to spend with family and friends, you don't want to allow too much of an outside influence on your wedding, because you really want to reflect on it and know that you did something that really reflected you as a couple. I think those are the two biggest pieces of advice.
Yes. Yeah. Thanks for your tips and your time today, Catherine. We really got heaps of the insights and tips from you. Hope we're going to have a fabulous wedding expo on this October 1st.
Yes, it's going to be great.
Yeah. Do you have any more tips for the brides?
No, I think just come along to the expo 4th to the 6th of October. Mm-hmm. Register for your tickets at weddingandbride.com.au.
Yeah.
Come along, have a good time, make yourself a flower comb. And get to know all the exhibitors. Come along to the elopement. Everyone's invited. That's looking to be a great weekend.
Yeah, definitely. So we are well for the exhibitor ready to rock, you know. So see you guys at the expo. So this is this is our podcast from Tree Studio. Bye for now.